all things dairy. I'm Jim Carper, editor of Dairy Foods. Today we're talking about the best new dairy products of the year. Joining me is Raquel Mello of Land O'Lakes Dairy in Arden Hills, Minnesota. Raquel is the director of innovation and new business development at Land O'Lakes. Welcome to the program, Raquel.
Hi, Jim, and thank you so much.
Land O'Lakes Dairy received an Editor's Choice Award from Dairy Food Magazine for its Sauté Express flavored butters. Raquel, tell me about Sauté Express and when it was launched.
Absolutely. So Sauté Express is a new sauté starter, our new entry into the convenient cooking sector that seems to be emerging right now in the butter segment. It was launched in September of 2012, and that was really our distribution drive. We do have national distribution, and we just really quite recently began an all-out media support campaign, an integrated media program. We started that mid-January and are just about 5 weeks into that at this point.
This is a olive oil and butter combination with spices, is that right?
That's right. It's that and it's more. Sauté Express, we call it a sauté starter because it's not technically butter, but it is 50% butter. What's special and unique about it is what's in the other 50%. So the 50% butter, it's Land O'Lakes butter, it's quality butter, it's the product that our consumers are familiar with. The other 50% contains olive oil for cooking. It contains herbs and spices, but it also contains a number of other natural ingredients that help the consumer cook a chicken breast or any other protein really, quite well and with minimum risk. So products like cornstarch that reduce the risk of burning while they're preparing their protein.
I see. What does olive oil add to the mix?
Olive oil does a couple of different things. It enables the cooking process itself such that the consumer can cook a little bit longer. But what it also does is it also sends a very important cue to the consumer that what we have here is a product that's actually specifically formulated for cooking. So it's playing, in other words, a functional role, and it's also playing a consumer role in terms of triggering, this is a cooking product, which is fairly unique for a butter product.
Okay.
To have that specific functional role, if that makes sense.
Sure.
Yeah.
Now, I assume you did some research into consumers, and tell me about some of the insights you gleaned that led to the development of this product.
We did a lot of research. Well, this has been a long road for us, and it's part of the reason why we're so excited about its entry into the marketplace. We actually started simply by exploring and understanding cooking behavior among younger generations. And younger generations, I simply mean Generation X, Generation Y. So not that core butter consumer that is now of baby boomer age. And we started by just learning about their behaviors. We called them consumer ethnographies. We literally went into their kitchens and just sat there and washed and opened their refrigerators and learned what they were using. And what we came to understand very quickly is that they don't consider butter a cooking solution. To them, butter does not have any functionality in the cooking space, unlike generations before them. And so we then sought and searched for a way to make butter convenient for them. And after quite a bit of work, we arrived at a solution that sort of answered a lot of their questions and concerns about using butter for cooking. Things like, well, how much do I use? And how do I get the herbs and spices, the flavor right? Or just how do I do this? and that ultimately became the product offering that is Sauté Express. But it was a long road, and it was a fascinating road.
Okay. And now I listen and I watch a lot of the cooking shows on TV, and they're always talking about flavor and seasoning. It sounds like you put in the right amount of seasonings into this product.
I do believe we put the right amount of seasonings. In addition to consumer insight work, we also did quite a bit of product sensory work. So not just to understand whether or not we've got the right product, but whether that product matched consumer expectations for what that product would be able to do for them. And, we know the consumers of today don't necessarily know how to cook. We know they watch, the Rachel Ray show and shows like it, and they aspire to be very good cooks. They want their husbands or wives or children to say, oh, I want more, or, what's that amazing aroma? So they want that feeling. And what we believe we've created is the type of product that allows them to feel as if they are a master in the kitchen. I mean, it's not a convenience product. It's a full convenience product. They're not microwaving. They are cooking. But we've taken some of the risk out of the equation, and what they ultimately create is pretty exciting for their family, and they are getting all of that positive validation. That's pretty exciting.
What are the flavors of Sauté Express?
Yes, we have four. Garlic and herb is really the anchor of the line. And all of our early work was really around garlic and herb. That's the workhorse, if you will. Italian herb is for those Italian nights and works wonderfully in a variety of Italian dishes, though obviously one could take it beyond that. Savory butter is a third. It's an interesting one because it's hard to put your finger on what it delivers until you try it, and then you go, oh, I get it now. Think of it as an original. It's enabling the cooking process and imbuing foods with an umami-type essence. And then lemon pepper, which is just wonderful for fish. That's our fish view. Obviously, you can use it on all kinds of things, but well, we recommend it on all kinds of seafood and fish.
Okay. And the intended proteins are chicken, fish, and pork, I understand. Is that right?
And that's correct. We don't recommend beef, but it is possible to do. It's just for the slightly more advanced cook. So for the typical consumer, we don't recommend it right off the bat. Beef cooks at a very high heat, and again, we're targeting consumers who may not be quite as comfortable in the kitchen as the generations before them.
Okay. Are there any unexpected uses of Sauté Express? Are consumers using this in ways you didn't anticipate?
We're finding that right now, and actually it is fascinating. One of the discoveries we've made recently is that some consumers are asking us how to use it in vegetarian applications. We would not have predicted that. Our test kitchens have developed tofu recipes to give consumers some inspiration in that area. But the reality is that it can be used with things like, for example, a sautéed tortellini dish with spinach. I'm throwing out an example. The flavor can be intense. It is specifically formulated to really penetrate, a piece of protein and, get that flavor kind of right in the middle of that chicken breast or what have you. So the flavor can be a little intense, but we find that some consumers actually, find it pretty tasty. So that's one surprise. We're also finding that some consumers, even though it's February, are already asking, now how do I grill with this? So, and we're plussing up our website at Land O'Lakes to give consumers some of those types of tips for some unanticipated behavior.
All right. Now, on the retailer side, what insights did they give you about selling Sauté Express?
So on the retailer side, we've had such a wonderful experience in that we've had almost across the board pickup, and to our delight, most retailers have picked up all four SKUs, which has just been wonderful. I'll tell you what the struggle is for them. They struggle with whether or not this product belongs in the super spread section, or whether it belongs in what some are beginning to think of as an emerging cooking with dairy section, meaning with Philly cooking cream. which is often your cream cheese, and sometimes have the Kraft Fresh Take shredded cheese shreds in them. Kroger, for example, has placed the product there rather than super spreads. The jury's out on which makes more sense. We're seeing success in both, but I think a lot of retailers are looking at those two potential placements and thinking, what is this? Is this the super spreads category extending into more specific solutions, or is this the emergence of new behavior, you know, such as cooking with dairy, and we've got to start thinking about our retail dairy case differently? And it's fascinating to be in those conversations with our retailers as they grapple with, okay, here's another one. There's something happening here. There's some momentum around these emerging dairy-based cooking solutions. How should we be preparing for the future? Does that make sense?
Yeah, that's fascinating. Yeah.
It's fascinating. It's been fascinating. And I will tell you that, you know, we were not the ones to originally drive that. For us, it's an extension of our butter equity within the super spreads category, but we have been fascinated by that question as well, as our retailers grapple with that question.
Okay. And this needs to be refrigerated, is that right?
Yes, absolutely. No. It is, yes, it is absolutely a refrigerated dairy product.
Well, based on some of the things you said earlier, it sounds like it's bringing new customers to the butter category. They're not necessarily shifting their purchases of stick butter to Sauté Express, but rather you're getting the home chef involved with this new product.
And that is, I think, a terrific assessment. It's why we're excited about it. We believe that we're bringing the younger consumer into the dairy case, a consumer that is simply not thinking about dairy when they think about cooking at home. And we believe, and our intent is to make the dairy case relevant for them.
Okay. Now, did you have any tweaks or refinements to the manufacturing process in bringing together butter, olive oil, spices, and the other ingredients?
The manufacturing process has been a journey in and of itself. It is a new manufacturing process. It is one that we essentially had to create from scratch by building on our existing manufacturing platforms, but then really taking them to a different level in order to create what is essentially a unique combination product. It's not a compound butter. It's something else, and it's in a unique shape as well. So it's been a concerted effort on the manufacturing and operations side, and we're very proud of our supply chain partners for what they've been able to do.
Okay. And this is it's a 1 ounce square, is that right?
That's correct. So one box has six squares. So a box is only 6 ounces, but it's got six squares in it, and each square cooks and flavors a pound of chicken or other protein.
Okay. And are the squares wrapped in plastic or parchment or foil?
They are wrapped in foil.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Okay, so you can get buy a box of six, and then there's maybe six meals in there.
Yeah, so six meals for a family of two, or there's an equation there. For a family of four, you've got three meals. So it depends on the serving, exactly. But the equation is one cube equals a pound, or we also depict it for the consumer as one square equals two chicken breasts.
Oh, okay, that's a good way to think of it.
Yeah.
Well, tell me about some of the advertising and social media and other channels you're using to promote Sauté Express.
Absolutely. We launched our integrated marketing campaign on January 13th. The biggest component of that campaign is television. We started airing 30-second commercials nationally, and the response has been very, very exciting. We've got a fun commercial depicting a busy mom solving three quick problems in quick succession. Three problems brought to her by her three kids, who then turns to the kitchen and she solves her own problem for dinner by using Sauté Express. A very fun commercial to shoot, and the response has been terrific. We have supplemented that TV campaign, which runs through midday, with digital banner advertising, digital coupons, both with our retailers as well as through websites such as coupons.com. Some price promotion activities like Catalina coupon dispensers at our retailers, and Sunday newspaper inserts, FSIs, which we dropped our first this year on January 12th and have another one coming up on April 14th.
Very good. Are you doing anything with in-store demonstrations or on Facebook or Twitter?
We are doing a lot around social media specifically. So Twitter, Facebook, and Pinterest. Pinterest is a newer tool for us, a newer social media platform, but we're finding that the product translates very well to that platform specifically because there are so many recipes that one can immediately associate with each of the flavors. So our website does contain a number of recipes per flavor, but we generate more on a continual basis, and that visual medium of Pinterest is just wonderful for it. We do use Facebook. We use it more to let folks who like Lando Lakes and Facebook terminology know that we have downloadable coupons for them, and also, you know, to tell folks when there is some significant product news. We do also use Twitter. But Pinterest, which we're newer to the party for, has been the sort of the new interesting one for us because it's such a wonderful visual medium, and we have found that consumers react well to it. Product demonstrations, to our surprise, have not been as big a component of our plan as we expected. And the reason for that is that many retailers do not want their samplers working with raw chicken. So it's really more a technicality that has caused us to downplay sampling as part of our marketing mix.
That was Raquel Mello of Land O'Lakes. That's all for this edition of All Things Dairy. Thanks for listening.